coach said you feel more comfortable with everything. Kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have an offense that you repeat for a year and, you know, get some more reps at it and a full year of play, you're going to feel more comfortable under center and understand where to go with the ball and attack each defense with.
Well, you know what Blake's going after here? He's probably got a lot going on upstairs, right?
Yeah, and it's tough because it's fast-paced. Like today, he was like, man, practice is really fast, and then you got to try to learn and think about it. And I was like, yeah, just take one play at a time and not really think about what's coming up next. Just, concentrate on that play only.
How about those receivers, those couple of draft picks?
Yeah, I mean, they look pretty good today. Marquise was out there doing some really good things. I mean, Allen Robinson made some great plays out there, I think, that I saw that Blake threw. And, you know, guys are really stepping up and competing and making us better.
Does it really feel like your team this year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, with them saying that I'm the starter for this year and gravitating and becoming more of a leader on this offense and this team, I definitely feel in that phase.
Feel even more that way today, though?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, getting guys together, really kind of demanding more from myself and just being on the same page is the biggest thing.
How much does it help to have a guy like Cecil out there that you have an established rapport with, especially when you're learning with a couple new receivers?
Yeah, I mean, Cecil's been very consistent for us since he stepped in the door, and even these last 2 years is a comfort zone where I know, you know, one-on-one, he's a good matchup to be. I know where he's going to be. I know his, like, positions, how he gets in and out of his routes, and is only going to get better in these next couple of months.
Back to, working with Blake, his first OTA practice. Do you remember your first OTA? Like, was there a sense of, oh, my goodness, what the heck am I getting into? Do you remember that?
Yeah, and it's kind of the same feeling he was feeling. You know, practice is always upbeat. It's very fast. And at the same time, you have a good feeling of what the install is, but then you relate back and you're like, okay, now I have this play. Oh, now they're throwing another play at me. And it's not really repetition with the same plays. They always throw a different play at you. And it's tough. But tomorrow, you know, we'll slow down because we're not installing again, which is good for him. So he'll have some of the similar plays from today.
One of just 19 guys who was here before Dave and Gus got here. What does that say about just the progress, the growth of this franchise?
Yeah, I mean, they're bringing guys in and out, and the same way when I was in Miami. I think our whole draft class is gone. And, new coaches, new GM, new owner, they're going to see changes. And, if you're a guy that's been there, you just got to keep fighting, competing, and show them that you prove you belong there and keep competing in that regard.
A lot of players talk about that transition being the speed of the game from college to the pros. Is that what's jumped out to you so far?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think, you know, it's kind of the first day of getting out there with the vets. So, everything's going to be a little bit slow with the install, and, you know, that stuff takes time. But, keep learning, keep trying to get better and getting acclimated to the speed of the game because it is a little bit faster.
How much is the head spinning or was it spinning? I mean, different than from the room than to on the field.
Yeah, you know, you got to be able to, especially as a quarterback, to translate it from the board to the room. So, doing that, you know, getting better each day, learning more each day and taking more to the field with you each day than you did the previous day.
We talked when you first got drafted about wanting it too much. But I think Gus loves the fact that you want it real bad and you work in the room. I mean, do you have to pace yourself a little bit?
You know, I think go out there and take the same day on that you do every day. Go as hard as you can. Be the best that you can be. Get as good as you possibly can be that day and learn as much as you can. You know, I enjoy sitting in the room and listening to Chad and Ricky and then listening to them on the field and watching them on the field and learning as much as possible from those guys and trying to mimic their game.
I know it's very early, but how much do you feel like you have been able to learn from Chad so far?
A lot. He's helped me out tremendously, you know, from, you know, meetings in the mornings with me and him to in the quarterback room to watch him on field and him giving me little tips and advice, as well with Ricky. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of help.
How would you judge just your first day of install, taking the install, going onto the field, executing it, the understanding of the offense, and how much do you expect to maybe improve on it tomorrow where, as Chad was saying, you don't have as much install?
Right. Yeah, it's been great. You know, obviously, there's going to be mistakes. You know, I made mistakes. But, I mean, it's going to happen the first day and the first install. And so tomorrow I'll look to, you know, eliminate those mistakes and try and get better and be better than today. You know, today is the is where the bar's set, and tomorrow it's, we need to raise it.
How do you think you threw it today?
Threw it all right. You know, obviously there's some balls that I missed. That happens, and, you know, it's something that I'm working on, you know, as far as footwork and different things that, you know, I'm trying to tweak. But, I look forward to trying to throw it better tomorrow.
Well, there were 35 new guys on the field today. Do you feel like there's extra pressure to get more accomplished during OTAs?
You know, I think we go out there every day with the mindset of – you know, we're going to do our job to the best of our ability. You know, it's really all you can control. That's what we're going to do. You know, go out and try and accomplish each assignment that play is, you know, has given you and do it the best you can. So, you know, we're really playing, you know, trying to play within ourselves and, you know, execute what the task asks of us.